America's Legal Line Network now presents Weinberg on the Law on CBS Radio, WXYT Detroit, AM 1270. Here's your host, attorney Scott Weinberg.
We're here with Gene Zammler. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Gene is the founder and partner of Zammler Mellon Schiffman. It's a law firm. We all know Gene because Gene is one of the most famous lawyers around town, and quite frankly, one of the best. I've known Gene for many, many years. You see him on TV for 1-800-LAWYERS. But what he does is it seems like he represents just regular people in injury lawsuits. So welcome to the program, Gene.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Gene, I'm a criminal lawyer, and I've represented people for 20 years, and I don't even really know what mesothelioma is. Can you explain it so someone like me can even understand it?
Mesothelioma is a cancer of the lining of the lung, which can only be caused by exposure to asbestos. And it is a latent disease, meaning that you could have been exposed to it in the night, working as a pipe fitter or as a steel worker in the 1970s, and it doesn't bother you for 20, 30 years. So all of a sudden you could go to a doctor tomorrow, you're 65 years old, and the doctor says, uh-oh, you have cancer of the lining of the lung or cancer of the lung, and it was caused from exposure 30 or 40 years ago.
Is it something where, do they still have asbestos in buildings, or is it all cleaned up, but these are from injuries or breathing in or exposure years ago?
Years ago, because breathing it on a daily, today, is not going to cause the disease tomorrow or next week. Mm. It's a latent, L-A-T-E-N-T, disease. So most of our clients are people that were exposed in the 60s and 70s and come to us. We represent, for example, right now, a man who worked at heating and ventilating systems. Putting in pipes, removing old pipes, and breathed asbestos back in the 60s and 70s. And he came to our office because his doctor told him he had mesothelioma. Now, my understanding is that once you're diagnosed with mesothelioma, you have a very short time to live, generally. Hmm. And then, of course, there's cancer of the lung, which can be also caused by that.
Is the lawsuit against the construction company, or is it against the manufacturer of the goods, or is it, do insurance companies now cover?
Well, the claim is against the manufacturers of asbestos, and we have a list of many of those manufacturers who manufactured it. And some of them have insurance and some don't.
Is it something that it's anywhere, I guess, is it more rampant in any area of the country? Is it very big here in Michigan?
Yeah, it's very big in Michigan.
Hmm. No, that's terrible.
But there's some shipyards on the East Coast and the West Coast where it is my understanding there was a lot of exposure to asbestos.
What's going on with personal injury now in Michigan in terms of the Supreme Court? You know, I was talking to a couple of buddies and others were saying that because there's a change in the Supreme Court that is going to make it a little easier for just the ordinary guy that's either injured or has an auto accident to be able to collect money for injuries here in the state.
Well, there is that hope that the changing, which occurred in November elections, is going to change some decisions from the Supreme Court. And we have seen some of that. For example, in slip and fall cases, people who fall on ice under several decisions by the Supreme Court were not able to recover. But now they have gradually, in the last 3, 4, 5 months, there's been some softening of that view. For example, black ice, we can recover. There was a recent decision where somebody was walking in a parking lot and couldn't see the ice because it was black ice, meaning you could see right through it to the asphalt. There's been a recent decision that apartment building owners have a duty to maintain and repair the common areas of their buildings so that people don't trip and fall or We had a client that was walking into the apartment building, went to pull on or use the handrail, and the handrail literally came out of the wall. And those kinds of things the landlord is responsible for. And that is becoming more favorable to the injured party in the last 3 or 4 months.
Does the economy, because it's so bad now here and so many people out of work, but does the economy affect how people, who they're suing? For instance, the lawsuits and personal injury tend to go up or down when it's a bad economy.
Well, I don't know. We're busy all the time.
You guys are good, that's why.
We are busy, thank you. But I can't really say that one way or the other. I don't know the answer to that. And now we also do a lot of workers' compensation, injuries which occur on the job. Now, I do I do 75% of the interviewing approximately in our office. And I have seen with workers' compensation clients, people will get injured and have a very bad injury on the job. But because there's no jobs out there, they will continue to work and continue to work until they get so bad they just cannot work any longer. Then they'll come to me, and I say, well, look, if you can't work anymore, then apply for workers' comp. They deny it. We'll have to make a claim. But a lot of the people, because of the economy, they'll continue to work to support their family and themselves. And even though they're in pain, even though they're in they're suffering, they do what they got to do.
That's hard to be. I mean, how do you advise someone like that? If they're, you know, they're in pain, obviously they want to be able to make money. You're going to make so little if you're just collecting unemployment. But does it hurt their lawsuit if they're, or make it more difficult for them to really claim for things that they should be claiming, but that they stop work?
Well, first of all, if you stop working because you're injured, you won't be able to get workers' comp unemployment. Unemployment means you're able and willing to work. So if you stop work because you can't work because of a job-related injury, then you would be theoretically entitled to workers' compensation. And a lot of people tell their employer they can't work because of the injury and their insurance company pays them. But the people that come to see us, the insurance company won't pay for one reason or another.
Does the employer, and I've had this for clients too, they'll say, you know, the employer, I was hurt. The employer sent me some doctor who said, hey, I'm fine.
Yep.
Do you find that?
All the time. Yeah. All the time.
It's terrible. I mean, these guys are really injured, but the employer gets some, you know, obviously a physician that works with them or that the insurance company is going to believe in, it really hurts their claim, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, that occurs a lot. And there's all, I had a client in yesterday who a young man, he had 4 kids, hardworking man. He was working at a local, well-known company in a medium-sized company, and he hurt his back several years ago. He kept on working and kept on working, and then he was playing basketball with his son, and he aggravated the back, and now he can't work. So they won't pay him workers' comp because they're saying it's from the basketball. But he said, wait a minute, originally it occurred at work. This just exacerbated my bet. So it's a problem. I mean, there's oftentimes when people come to see me, there's an issue. There's a problem, a pre-existing issue, a prior injury. And this poor guy's got three or four kids, and they won't pay him, and he can't work now.
How long does the average workers' comp case take to go through?
Approximately a year.
Yeah. So it's not
too bad. That's another big prime problem.
Takes a long time to do it.
Exactly.
Is it something where if they sit on their rights, they lose the ability to try and claim under workers' comp?
Well, they could. Yeah, that could be a problem. I mean, if you think you have a case, you ought to at least file for it. And even at least you're putting the employer's insurance company on notice that you feel that it's from the job.
Well, if you got a case, what you do is you call Gene Zamler, and you make sure that he takes care of you, because I'm telling you, he is one of the best around. Gene, thanks for being on the show, and we will see you on the links playing around.
Good.
Hopefully, talk to you soon.
Thank you for calling me.
Bye-bye.